We'll go ahead and get started. We're going to have a public hearing on ordinance 9-2018, ordinance authorizing transfer of funds and additional appropriation of funds from 245 rainy day to the 517 Pantheon project in the amount of $617,500. First reading was on June 11, 2018. If anybody would like to speak for or against, please come up to the podium, use your name and your address.
Hello, my name is Micah Haynes. I'm the chairman of the Libertarian Party in Knox County. I live at 1531 Vigo Street. Aside from 8.5 years of service to the United States Army, I've lived in Vincent my whole life. So I rise today against the Pantheon project, mainly for three reasons. One, according to a lot of feedback I've gotten over my time just reaching out as a party chairman, I've gotten a lot of negative feedback. Economically speaking, so far as I can tell, it's not the best decision to be made for Vincennes. And what should be done already is already being done by the city and county as far as keeping taxes as low as possible, bars entry as low as possible.
Newborn baby.
That's what?
Newborn baby.
Is there anybody else that would like to come up? Is there anybody else that's going to speak on this topic? Okay, well, I guess we'll wait on Mr. Haynes then.
Or you could temporarily adjourn the public hearing and resume it when we get to the students coming.
I believe we temporarily postpone the public hearing until such a time anyone wants to speak.
Exactly. Reconvene it.
Reconvene them.
Okay. Okay. Adjourned.
Okay. I will call for the council meeting. And everyone will stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight, and the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
John Brown.
Here.
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Blaine Chapman.
Here.
Brian World. Dan Ravalet.
Here.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Harry Oakham.
Here. Next is adoption of the agenda.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented. question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Revlon?
Yes.
Shirley Rhodes?
Yes.
Ken Salisbury?
Yep.
And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 6-0. Need approval of the June 11th minutes.
Motion to approve the June 11th minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, sent by Vice President Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Question?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Revlon?
Yes.
Shirley Rhodes?
Yes.
Tim Salisbury?
Yep.
And those are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. I just want to say that our thoughts and prayers are with the Mark Rainey family. Mark has been in intensive care up in Indianapolis, and things are not going well, so we need to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Mark's a retired firefighter. I retired maybe February this year, so. Anything else? If not, committee chair reports. None. Report of city officers. None. We will move to. We will
reconvene the public meeting. Come on back up.
I apologize for that. I was doing my best to help the new mother. All right, so I'm here. Like I said, in the course of my duties as a county chairman, I come across easily 100 people a month. And the general consensus I get from them, not that this should be a popularity contest, is that the Pantheon project in and of itself is not good for Vincennes for a variety of reasons. And so what I want to talk about today is, in my opinion, the aggregate of those reasons and what I think are the most important. So number one is, even if I were a proponent of the kind of Keynesian central planning way of going about this, I don't think I could support the Pantheon project because, for one, from 1995 to 2014, there have been hundreds of studies of business incubators done by local and state governments that show that they're generally not effective to spur the kind of economic growth that I have come to understand that everyone here wants to see in Knox County and Vincennes, just like myself. Number two, the city and county government are already generally doing the things that are predictive of economic success locally and state-wise. This is not just my opinion. This is sources I'm citing, experience I have from counterinsurgency. I know that sounds weird, but part of that is so generally, I want to let the city council know on behalf of some of the people that are represented here and more that we're watching live, but that this is not something that's accepted by the public unanimously and is not supported by the study of like local and state economics, as far as I understand, as far as a lot of experts that I've cited online, I'm sure all of you have read it. Other than that, the general questions I'm getting from people include, why are you choosing the Pantheon, a building that's over 100 years old, probably has lead pipes and lead paint peeling off the walls? Why wouldn't you choose a place like the Old Work One site in the Vincent University campus? Why is it that individuals who are also on the Knox County Development Corporation board are also going to be on the executive board for the Pantheon Business Theater project? And several more that I've read in certain letters of county and city councilmen online that they've written their opinions on the project. So, in short, those are the kind of questions I'm asking of the city council and the points of interest that I'm bringing up. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Go ahead and adjourn that public hearing.
And we will continue with the council meeting. Old business, first up is ordinance 8, 2018, amending ordinance number 2980, landscape. Your first reading was May 29.
Mayor, we would like to, I'd like to put that in the landscaping ordinance in the recreation, tourism, and public areas. Councilman Chatton is the chair of that committee, and I think it would be best if we did some further study on this.
I second that.
Okay, motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Chatton, to refer ordinance 8, 2018 to the Recreation Tourism Committee. Questions?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yep.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ray Chatton?
Yep.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Six to zero, that will be referred to the Recreation Tourism Committee.
I'd like to just point out that the president does have authority to refer those. So I seconded his motion mainly because I see the need for it based on some further tweaks we need to make. But the future president wants to refer it. I don't know if anything has that authority to do that. So I just kind of jumped in.
Which I do plan on putting ordinance 12, 2018, also putting that in committee as well, putting in the community development and growth, and that has to deal with the vendors who are wanting to establish their vending equipment in the downtown area. And I'm putting it in the community development and growth because that is Councilman Brian Grove is the chairman of that committee, so I just feel it's appropriate that his committee hears that issue.
Second. No. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Councilor Chatton. They don't need a...
Right. We don't need
a... Okay. That's useful. Okay. We will move on to ordinance 9, 2018, ordinance authorizing transfer of funds and additional appropriation of funds from 245 rainy day to 517 Pantown project in the amount of $617,500. Your first reading was June 11th.
Make a motion to read and approve second reading, ordinance 9, 2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to have second reading on ordinance 9, 2018.
Ordinance 9, 2018, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes and being authorizing transfer of funds and additional appropriation of funds sections 1 and 2 for the Pantheon Prison Theater Project, $617,500.
Okay, discussion.
We did have a public hearing prior to the meeting. Mr. Haynes was the sole speaker.
Obviously, there were questions brought up last week when it comes to not our side of the funding, but the county side of the funding. Worst case scenario, we just discussed this before, but just to kind of go over these things, that does fall through. Where do we go or where do we stand?
It will probably be brought before this council again and see if we want to move forward on our own or if it's into the project.
We wouldn't
move forward.
Right. This is set up the way that we've got it set up currently is with this agreement with the county. If that changes, then this whole thing changes, and then correct. We're back kind of at the beginning, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Any other discussion? I think what you're voting on is just a certain amount of money. If it went any further with us, it would be a larger amount of money. So.
This amount is contingent on the other amount coming through.
Correct.
So, I mean, if it doesn't come through, then this whole thing kind of doesn't work and works out well. We're talking about something completely different at that point. Right. And it's all out of rainy day, as we discussed before, where that's, I obviously the way that the state has changed certain funding mechanisms, this actually benefits us because we do have to lower what we have in our rainy day fund to offset certain things. Because if not, then the state will hit us because we've got excess in a rainy day, which, what was it, just 3-4 years ago, they told us that's where you need to put your money. Now they're telling us that it needs to be taken out.
Really, this is recommendation of our accountants. You know, we were looking at ADA and other ways to fund this, and they, you know, if they looked at everything, they recommended that we take it from rainy day to fund this project. And that was really to the use of the accountant. Any other discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to say that I appreciate Mr. Haynes bringing his concerns to us for public hearing, so we sort of appreciate that. I do think that some of the points raised, I obviously disagree with. One is the comment that there was not unanimous opinion in favor of the proposal. Gosh, I can't think of the last time we had a vote on the issue. There probably was unanimous opinion out in the community. I get the dogs and cat issues, and there's all sorts of different opinions. But I do think that for this particular issue, there has been a growing support, particularly among the business community. Members of the business community are not only paying our taxes, but they are putting their own dollars into this project. I think that in a multi-year pledge, and I think that speaks very well for their support of the project. The second thing is that Mr. Haynes mentioned that we want to maintain a low level of taxation as we can. And certainly, I think we would all agree with that. One of the purposes of an incubator is to generate, stimulate ideas, and then to nurture those ideas through expertise. So hopefully, at the end of the day, you will have more businesses being developed in the community. And businesses in turn pay taxes. The more new businesses that we have that are successful, the more we can expand our tax base, and then that lowers the rate of tax, the higher tax base we have. So I think the purpose of the incubator is actually to do exactly what you want to do, and that is to ensure a low level of taxation. And I know you have cited some studies that show that some are not successful, or other studies on the other side that show they are. So, you know, is anything guaranteed in this life? No, I could step outside the door and get struck by lightning. But I think that we've studied this, certainly the council and the county council as well, have studied this over a very protracted period of time, make field trips, talk to people that are involved in other communities. We think that this has a good prospect for success, and if it's successful, it will do exactly what you stated the goal is. So, appreciate you sharing those views, but I think there is another side to that issue.
We've had the public hearing.
You have, so you don't want to hear the statistical data that counters exactly everything you just said.
Well, that was the public hearing at the time to present that.
Okay.
But there's differences in studies. Obviously, some are successful, some are not. It's like any business that starts.
What I said was not to say that there's no one who opposes it, but the majority, I would easily say the majority of the 65 people I talk to a week say that this is not a good idea, but this is not really a popularity contest I want to enter into. It's just that from 1995 to 2014, it's shown that business incubators operate the way that you want to operate, are shown to fail within 5 years with a city or a state government.
Well, I think this particular one has some assets behind it that some of those others did not. Purdue University's close liaison with this one, which probably a number of the others did not have, make it somewhat a unique case. Not unique, but certainly boost the likelihood of success. And as they say, the white amazing support of the business community behind this, and I think also speaks very well for it. So, just my opinion.
Any other discussion?
Yes, I'd like to make a couple points here. As far as why I'm on the KCDC board and the Pantheon board, I've been on the KCDC board since 1997, when the edit acts were enacted. I was on the county council then, and then through my position at Vincennes University, I stayed on the KCDC board. So I've been on that board for a long time. And I've always been an advocate of economic development projects. I like the nuts and bolts of it. It's just, when you're on something like this, you kind of take an area that you like, just like Shirley's on tourism, because she likes all the Main Street projects and things that come with that. So I think it's just coincidental, and when the Pantheon came about, the project, I attended meetings without being formally appointed to them. So I've been involved, and I don't want to speak for Mr. Lecter, but he's been showing up at those meetings as well. And they've been very productive. We had a little bit of a catch on the initial meeting, but we've taken care of that. So it's coincidental that he's on it, I'm on it. I mean, this board told me they wanted somebody from the council on the board to be on there to be involved with it. And then when we come to meetings, we can discuss it, and they can refer their questions to me, and hopefully I'll have the answer. Why the Pantheon? To me, this gets into a whole issue of the future of Main Street. Are we gonna do something to some of these buildings that are falling down? Some of these buildings in downtown Vincennes are falling down. This gives us an opportunity with the county's assistance to put some funding into restoration of the Pantheon. I think it's still at the stage where we can fix it, revitalize it, get it in better shape than it is now, and have a useful purpose for it. So there's several reasons, and a lot of people, you know, the Knee House has just fixed up the new theater, and they've done a wonderful job. Pioneer Oil fixed up the building on Main Street.
With $20,000 a year for parking.
I understand what you're saying. And it's these are private public partnerships. We've never really just said, hey, private sector, you do everything. I know some people, that's the philosophy they hold, but we've always taken the position, at least on the governmental units I've been on, that we're partners. It's a public-private partnership, and we help out a little bit. That way, like helping out with the parking, we just helped out with the parking. They spent a lot of money on that, and we assisted with the parking. So, yeah, that's I've heard no one object to public-private partnerships, because like I said, to just get, it's like tax abatements. Tax abatements are public-private partnerships.
Well, you know, it doesn't take any explanation for me to say that, yeah, I agree with tax, as low as possible, tax abatements where you can. But there's a big difference between offering $20,000 a year to bribe some company to come here in order to give them parking, and
lowering taxes as much as possible for them. And also, I want to point out that the majority of Vincent's residents aren't business owners in Knox County. There's Knox County residents and Vincent's residents. And so to say that this is a big benefit for business owners, well, that's great. I want every business owner to be benefited, but not at the expense of everyone who isn't a business owner. You know what I mean?
Okay, I was just wanting to point out, those were two questions you had, and I was just wanting to give you.
I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Might just add one more quick thing to answer the question of why the Pantheon. By coincidence, I've been out of town since June 12th and just returned today from St. Augustine, Florida. Had family affair down there. But St. Augustine is the oldest city in the United States. And to see what they have done with old buildings in terms of repurposing them, and then the economic benefits that have been generated from that is quite amazing. I saw an ice house that's a thriving winery, a very large winery, and it was virtually converted from an ice house to a technology building. So I saw a former power plant that was converted to a distillery. You kind of see a theme here of where I visit, but it's a very thriving distillery and a lot of jobs for average folks in that community. So it goes far beyond just benefiting business owners. It goes to benefiting rank and file people who find jobs and find jobs here in the community. And I think that is really what this is all about. And Pantheon is a great vehicle based in my observation from another community. So I'm just glad that we can do that and we can prevent a hole, a large hole, in the Main Street, because it doesn't take any genius to figure out that they don't repurpose a building the size of the Pantheon. It's going to fall down and have to be removed, and it's an expensive building to remove. It's not like it's just going to go away. It gets into an unsafe condition. We found that out to other buildings on Main Street that we had to take and remove. So, I just think it has a lot of benefits. Nothing is guaranteed in life, but I think this particular project has a lot of good, sound reasons why it's a good economic vehicle for this community.
I'm sorry, I haven't heard you, sir.
Anybody else? Anybody else have any comments?
What's the question?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Raphael?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes. Second reading of ordinance 9/2018 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Motion for third reading on ordinance 9/2018.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall for third and final reading of ordinance 9/2018.
Ordinance 9/2018, ordinance of the County Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds and additional appropriation of funds in the amount of $617,500, sections 1 and 2.
Yeah, discussion. Call the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Raphael?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes. And third and final reading of ordinance 9/2018 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is ordinance 10/2018, ordinance establishing a fund for the Pantheon Business Theater Project. First reading was June 11th.
Motion for reading and approval of ordinance 10/2018.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall for second reading of ordinance 10/2018.
Ordinance 10/2018, the ordinance of the County Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing a fund for the Vincennes Board of Works and Public Safety for the Pantheon Business Theater Project, sections 1 and 2, creating 0517 Pantheon Business Theater Project.
Any discussion? Call the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Raphael?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes. And second reading of ordinance 10/2018 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Motion for third. Motion for third reading on ordinance 10-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall for third and final reading of ordinance 10-2018.
Ordinance 10-2018, ordinance of the common council of the city of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing a fund for the Vincennes Board of Works and Public Safety for the Pantheon Business Theater Project, sections 1 and 2, creating fund 0517.
Again, discussion.
Call for question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Ray Jordan.
Yes.
Dan Rather.
Yes.
Jim Salters.
Yes.
Shirley Rhodes.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 10-2018 passes by a vote of 6-0. Move on to new business. First up is ordinance 11-2018, an ordinance establishing three funds for the Vincennes Redevelopment Commission bonds.
Motion for reading of ordinance 11-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to have first reading of ordinance 11-2018.
Ordinance 11-2018, an ordinance of the Town Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing a fund for Vincennes Redevelopment Commission, containing sections 1 and 2, creating fund 445, TIF 2018 Revenue Bonds Capital Projects Fund, fund 0446, TIF 2018 Bond Property Tax, and fund 0447, TIF 2018 Bond Reserve Accounts. Now, these are all required by the bond documents that we use to close this.
Discussion. Everybody's aware this is actually for the RDC to and the Main Street project.
Call for question.
Dan Rather.
Yes.
Shirley Rhodes.
Yes.
Jim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Ray Chapman.
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 11-2018 passes by a vote of 6-0. This is something that needs to be completed in the timeline for. Next is ordinance 12-2018, and the president has referred that to the community development bill.
Yes.
We'll just move on to resolution 17-2018, a resolution authorizing the Vincennes Fire Department lateral entry program.
Motion for first reading on resolution 17-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall, and this would be on one reading only to approve resolution, read and approve resolution 17-2018.
Resolution 17-2018, a resolution of Vincennes Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing the Vincennes Fire Department lateral entry program containing sections 1 through 9. We worked on this with the fire department, Board of Works, approved this in principle. This would follow the same pattern of the Vincennes Police Department to skip over some training requirements so that someone who has training and experience doesn't have to start at the bottom pay scale.
Discussion.
We talked about this at the last meeting, I think. And
yeah. Beneficial to our police department will be beneficial.
Pretty
our
good way to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fire chief would have been here, but he is in Indianapolis with the Remy family.
Call
so.
Some questions.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Rather.
Yes.
Shirley Rhodes.
Yes.
Jim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
And resolution 17-2018 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is resolution 18-2018, a resolution authorizing local match for the public facilities program application to the Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs, addressing related matters at the project. Motion.
Motion to approve resolution 18-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to read and approve resolution 18-2018.
Resolution 18-2018 authorizing application submission and local match commitment, committing formal parts containing section 1. The city of Vincennes, Indiana, hereby commits the requisite local funds in the amount of $21,600 in the form of edit fund, a matching fund for said program, such commitment to be contingent upon receipt of public facilities program grant money for historic preservation and Pantheon Theater in the Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs.
Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, is the county going to pay the $21,000 also?
If you remember, the county applied for this facade grant previously and did not receive it, and we had committed to half of the match, and this time our match will be the $21,600. So they have reapplied for that facade grant. And they just need our commitment again to agree to the 50% match, our half of that. And Matt Sword is back here.
Is the same one you talked about at Board of Works meeting?
Today?
No, the Board of Works was the city's.
Down on the facade project, we have to rebid. This one is, Knox County's the lead applicant for the project, but the city and the county are splitting the cost for the local match. So $21,600 will come from the city of Vincennes, $21,600 will come from Knox County, who is part of the area.
And this is for the facade on the Camden Field?
Right, so for renovation, so we're dealing with just the outside of that building.
Any other discussion? Call for question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Rowland?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yep.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
And resolution 182018 passes by a vote of 6-0. Move on to claims.
Motion to approve the claims in the amount of $399,861.90.
Second.
Got a motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall, to approve the claims in the amount of $399,861.90.
Call for question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dan Rowland?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, the claims will be paid. Under miscellaneous, we have Wi-Fi, Councilman Salters.
All right, last time you wanted to know where we could get some of the funding and how we would deal with it. Currently, we've got a couple spots where you can take funding for to be able to fund the project, and then eventually we'll need to put it into a different budget line item when it comes to budgeting here in the next couple of months. We look just at our budget, at the city council budget itself. In legal, we've got $13,000 that we could use. Promotion, we've got $21,400 we could use there. Election, we still have $25,000. These are ones that we usually keep at the same rates every year, and that's what we have left for the end of the year. We could ask the Board of Works for like building funds to pay for it, and what we're looking for is just $2,000, and that would cover all of the costs. Now, for Riverwalk, Greg Park, and then Four Lakes, Leicester Square, Chicago Park. So then the question would be, we would offset this, where would we put it after that? Discussion with the mayor and with the way that the parks collect their funds a little bit different than other areas, so it does make it complicated just to put it into the parks because you want to keep the parks from being in the red. So the mayor and I thought it would probably be simplest for us when we do this budgetarily to put it in the Board of Works at the end. So we can pull it from any fund that we would want to. We've got numerous ones that we could pull from. Thoughts? I think the easiest one would be promotion. And we've got $21,400 there. So to pull $2,000 from there and then tell Steve to go ahead and go for that. And then he's got the money set aside. One at a time, we get those projects set up and go. Then when budget comes around, we put money aside for the upkeep and the rates for that. But that'll be in Board of Works just to make sure that we keep the park budget where we want it to be.
I agree. Does everybody want to make a motion to move forward with this through promotion of the city dollar?
Yeah, I'm making a motion that we use promotion of the city dollars so we can put $2,000 for a Wi-Fi project.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Ravelet, or Councilman Salter, second by Councilman Ravelet, to move forward with the Wi-Fi project using the money from promotion of the city.
Call for question.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Dan Rogalat?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, we will move forward with the Lifeline Department. Okay, if nothing else, just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.